on demand, you can watch all of your favorite programming whenever you want it. Comcast's massive library has thousands of movies, TV shows, sports, music videos, and kids programs. How do we do it? Follow me. This is where it all happens. How's it going, champ?
I wish we covered this in training camp.
He's a pro. He'll be fine. Comcast On Demand. Get what you want, when you want it.
All right, Alvin just found out, I don't know if you've heard or not, Broncos opening game for next season at Oakland on Monday Night Football. What's your thoughts about that?
It's going to be great, you know, to start off on a Monday night against a division rival, and hopefully we can get something done.
What kind of tone can that set for you guys right off the bat? I mean, you lost at Oakland last season. You know, having that divisional rivalry right away, what kind of tone can you guys set?
I mean, that'll be a big start to us in our season if we could start off with a division win on the road and plus it being Monday night. You know, it'll be huge.
Any chance the defense has a little bit of motivation with number 84 on the other side?
I'm not going to get into all of that. You know, I don't know. Hopefully we will, you know.
Talk about your play a little bit, Alvin. What was your assessment of your year last year being here for the first time?
I mean, you know, coming into a new organization, you know, it's always going to be questions about this, about that. But for the most part, coming in and work for that most did that, you know.
Talking with Elvis last week, you know, he talked about how it's going to be imperative for the young guys on the defensive line to really step up next year. You yourself are going to be a veteran on that defensive line. How important is it for your presence next year to provide maybe a little bit of leadership where it might be needed?
Well, you know, it's all about them, you know. I can only do so much and say so much, you know. I'm the type of guy that like to show guys what need to be done, and if they accept it, they accept it. If they don't, you know, we got to get it done anyway, you know.
Did you feel you came on last year towards the end of the year? I mean, you seemed a little bit settled in a lot more last game of the year. You forced that fumble in Minnesota. Do you feel that maybe you have some momentum going into this year?
Well, hopefully. You know, you always want to end on a good note. You know, when the season ended the way it did, you know, 7-9, and you want to end it on a positive note, and I think we did because we knocked those guys out of the playoffs, you know. But coming into this season, I got a lot of goals.
Well, a lot of times players, they don't. You don't want to talk about what they read in the papers or whatnot about rumors surrounding the team. I mean, of course, the Broncos were talking about acquiring a defensive tackle this offseason. Obviously, that didn't go through. So what you know, for you, what do you think when you see stuff like that?
Nothing, because I still got a job to do. I still got a family that I got to support. It doesn't matter who they bring in.
Champ talked about how, you know, last season the Broncos just didn't tackle well on defense. You know, you guys were there but just didn't tackle. You know, were those the kind of things you think you need to work on?
I mean, that's part of it, you know. But another part, we need to be a team. You know, I see guys that got their group here, they got their group there. You know, we need to be one team. You know, that's along with tackling, but being a team is more important.
So talk about playing under Coach Slowick this year. I mean, Jim Bates leaving last year. What are your impressions of playing under Coach Slowick this year, and what kind of things do you think you can expect offensively?
Well, I hadn't really had a chance to sit down and talk with him just yet, but you know, from listening at what people say, you know, we should be able to get some things done.
Have you guys recognized, you were talking about, you guys had team, like maybe three different teams. Have you guys recognized that, and you feel in that locker room right now that everybody's coming together just to be one team right now, even in the off season?
I mean, with the off season program just starting up, you know, it's hard to say, you know. Only time will tell once, you know, training camp gets here, you go through a couple of mini camps and things of that nature. But like I said, we got to be a team, you know. One goal, one plan, and is that the one, and that's the win.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the new additions defensively? Brandon Boss and Nico, have you been able to talk to those guys or not workouts at all yet?
Not yet. You know, we're just basically getting into the running and lifting and things of that nature. I just focus on what I got to get done.
How hard is it to get going right now? I mean, do you find it hard or, you know, used to it at this point?
Well, you know, 9 years now, so you kind of get used to it. It becomes routine year in, year out. You start training a certain time every year, and I've been doing the same thing for the last 7-8 years, so it's become routine.
What kind of goals? You talked about your goals. Can you elaborate on any of your goals?
Well, just personal goals, you know, far as, you know, helping this team any way I can, and, you know, becoming the first defensive tackle to get 10 sacks in this scheme. You know, that's one goal of mine that I have set for myself, and it's reachable.
Are you excited about the scheme this year?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited every year, but more so this year.
You talk about getting 10 sacks as a defensive tackle. I think the Giants demonstrated this past season that if you can get pressure with your front four,
you can win.
You can win. Yeah. I mean, is that something that you think this defensive line needs to do?
I mean, that's what it's going to take to win, you know. Us going, it's going to keep the team going, you know. We could take over game, causing turnovers, you know, stripping the ball loose from running backs, anything like that, it's going to help us win. So we got to have a conscious effort of trying to get the ball out, getting to the quarterback, relentless effort, and things of that nature.